In her letter of interest, Cindy Lagadakis highlights her community service work with KFSK Radio, the Alaska Native Sisterhood, Sons of Norway, and the Petersburg Arts Council, as well as her previous experience serving on local advisory boards and commissions in Alaska and Oregon. Lagadakis says she's hoping to serve on the Petersburg Borough Assembly because she likes giving back to the community.
I'm involved in other organizations around town and certainly have an interest in seeing Petersburg broaden and strengthen its economy as, the economy changes. I want to see us be successful as a community and also to serve all publics, both folks in town, out of town, all economic stratum and backgrounds. And I think that there are some upcoming issues with infrastructure maintenance and energy and issues for seniors that are really going to take our attention.
Lagadakis recently retired from a 26-year career with the Forest Service. She and her husband, Bill Tremley, live on Mitkoff Highway just beyond the former city limits. Lagadakis voted for borough formation, but she's sympathetic with the concerns raised by some opponents.
I understand the issues of the folks who live far away and really don't see themselves benefiting from city services in a city or a borough. That being said, I do feel like the majority of us are here because Petersburg was here and offered things like library and schools and other infrastructure that made our lives comfortable and provided an economy that helped us, have jobs and also a social life where we could interact with other people as well as easy access to the great outdoors.
According to Lagadakis, the Assembly needs to continue the conversation with residents in newly incorporated areas and consider ways to provide them with more access to services. Another Assembly hopeful, Jay Stanton Greger, is a mental health counselor and a commercial fishing deckhand in the summer. He and his wife, Leah, own True North Counseling and Consultation in Petersburg. They've been living in town for the past couple of years, but Stanton Greger says their home is down the Wrangell Narrows near Keene Channel. They plan to move back there at the end of May. Along with his counseling business, Stanton Greger has also worked as an aide in the elementary school. He sees service on the Assembly as another chance to be of use to the community.
And I think I do have a good perspective living as a primary resident down near Keene Channel and also having a business in town. So I hope to be able to bridge some of the gap between people outside the city limits and the new borough and the community at large.
Stanton Greger voted against borough formation, but he says that's the democratic process. He doesn't dwell on the past. Rather, he wants to see everyone work together.
I mean, at this point, the borough is. It's done. It is here. I think it's important to move forward as a team. I think some of the more outspoken people outside of the city limits in the new borough, they just want to be heard, just like any of us, whether it's in town or outside of town. It's important to have those concerns heard because a lot of them are really valid and a lot of them are involved, and a lot of those concerns involve overspending of taxpayer dollars, and those are valid concerns to have as a community member.
Looking ahead, Stanton Greger says economic development is of critical importance to Petersburg.
And I know it's not a new issue, but this has been a shrinking community, and I think it is important to bring younger professional people to this community so that it can have more diverse income streams.
The vacant Assembly seats also prompted a letter of interest from Jerry Lauben, a retiree who served 20 years in the Air Force. Lauben and his wife Donna live in downtown Petersburg, but they also own property on Kupernoff, which they previously called home for about 9 years. Lauben says he could devote as much time as needed to serve the people of the borough.
I feel that I've got an awful lot of time, and I'm abjectly honest. And I think I could bring an awful lot to the table as far as representing constituents and not being influenced by monetary gain.
Lauben says he's fiscally conservative. When the Assembly spends money, he thinks it should look at the return.
Always look at the return. If it doesn't make us any money, then it should come back down. Pretty much. Things should pay their way. They should improve our quality of life and our infrastructure to where people would actually say that this is a great place to live and they've got everything, we've got everything we need.
Lauben notes in his letter that he had been in the no borough camp. He didn't see any economic advantage to it. He says that appointing him could be seen as the Assembly's desire to fairly represent all segments of the borough population. He says he'd like to see unity in the borough overall. He thinks the municipality needs to be more inclusive of everyone and their interests within the newly expanded boundaries.
And kind of get rid of the stigma that Petersburg has of being one-sided or standoffish. It takes people a long time, seemingly to me, to break into the society. I know people that have been here 40 years that say they're still not accepted.
The Borough Assembly plans to make appointments to its vacant seats during a regular meeting on February 19th. The Assembly will also make appointments to seats on the Planning Commission and the Hospital Board. Residents who would like to serve on the Assembly, Planning Commission, or Hospital Board can submit letters of interest to the Borough until 10 a.m. on Thursday, February 14th. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.